Why we will talk about meditation? Did I give you Joshua 1:8? We're going to talk about meditation because a lot of people are wondering now, and a lot of people are shocked to know that one of the reasons that people suffer from mental illness is exactly because they were involved in meditation. I said, Lord, that's going to be a tough sale to make. Just preach the word, all right? I will. One of the things that was shown to me in the Spirit is that when people sell themselves to practice yoga, which is very common on the Christian church today, not on the Bible-believing church, but when they sell themselves to practice yoga, oh, there's nothing wrong with this. You just meditate and you levitate and you search deep within yourself. They let their thoughts and their mind to get out of themselves, and that's when the demons jump in. A lot of people fail to understand that you are made of flesh, that's your body, spirit, that belongs to God. And the bridge that connects your body and your spirit is your soul, is your mind. And when you are involved in meditation, yoga, what is transcendental meditation, or Western meditation, or Buddhist meditation, whatever kind of meditation other than the Word of God, you open yourselves to demons to jump into your soul and torment your body. Then the Lord said, this is why I want you to teach the people tomorrow about meditation. You should even do that on Sunday, as soon as you finish with marriage lessons. The Word of God says in here, I don't like this translation, but the word law over there is wrong. The word that's translated by law is really teaching. The book of the teaching, that's how it's supposed to be there. Not the book of the law. But anyway, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Which means you and I have to be speaking the book. But you shall. Here comes the word meditate. The Hebrew word for meditation is the word hagah. Say hagah. H-A-G-A-W. Hagah. You shall meditate in it day and night. So there's no break. Is church 24 hours? Yes, church 24 hours. Why? You got to be prepared to go to heaven. When you get to heaven, there's not going to be NFL. Can I hear an amen? When you get to heaven, that's not going to be Survival Island, Grey Anatomy, and all the garbage out there. So you've got to be trained right now to fit heaven. This word shall, you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Why should I do that? For then, the Lord speaks to me that the church of people wants to have the success. They want to have the riches. They want to have all the blessings, but they don't want to spend time doing Hagah. Put the New Living Translation there. Let's read it. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you'll be sure to obey everything written on it. Only then, are we got together here? In other words, one of the keys of prosperity is meditation on the book. Not the book of the law, but the book of instruction. The reason that God gave you and I, if you are into meditation, you want to meditate, great, let's do it. Let's do it here. Because when we do it here, we prepare our path for success. I said something a few weeks ago, and some of you, you're right. Here he comes again. You know, sometimes, I'd say maybe two or three weeks out of a month, I go to sleep, I turn on my cell phone, and I put on the Bible, Bible.is. My cell phone goes from 1 to 10, the volume. If I have it on 4, I can't sleep, it's too loud. If I have on 2, I can't hear, but if I have in 3 1/4, it's good enough that I can fall asleep, stay asleep, and yet do not wake with all that noise. And while I'm sleeping, the Word of God is being played on the background, and it is filling my head. Sometimes I find myself needing to quote a scripture, and it just comes, because the Word has been stored day in and day out. If I have a long trip, I download on the cell phone whatever I want to hear, and while I'm driving, plug in via Bluetooth and let the Word be played while I am driving. Now, there's a few things here that I want to call your attention to. I'm going to stay here for a moment. What is meditation? The Hebrew word for meditation is the word Hagah. H-A-G-A-H. Translated, it means to muter. Or muta, M-U-T-T-E-R. Mutter. It means to take pleasure, to ponder, to speak, to study diligently. In other words, it actually means to speak to yourself. Is anybody listening to me here? Meditation is when I am speaking God's word to myself. I hear that scripture, I memorize that scripture, and then I start speaking that scripture to myself. I'm thinking about it, and then I'm talking. I told you I was at the supermarket down the street close to the PNC Bank, Shoppers. And I'm thinking about a scripture. I heard that scripture throughout the night on my phone. And I woke up in the morning with that scripture in my head, and I start speaking that scripture, and then I got some revelation on the scripture, and I got excited, and I start speaking in tongues. I'm walking on the butcher place, and then this beloved sister comes in, and she starts speaking in tongues too, and then she says, "We got church here today?" I mean, I was so excited by the revelation that I've got from the Word that I'm speaking in tongues. I don't care who's looking, who's not. I'm not doing things for people to look. But I'm thinking about the Word. I'm meditating on the Word. And then the revelation comes. And then I spoke in tongues. A shot of tongues. And then the beloved says behind, "We have church here today?" Folks, meditating, Hagah, is when you're speaking to yourself. Now, the only thing is, you speak to yourself, not nonsense. You speak the Word of God. This is why he says, this book of instruction, you should study it continually. So you can Hagah, you can talk to yourself day and night. So you can teach yourself, you can program yourself to obey this book. And then when you do that, prosperity will be hunting you down. It's going to be that time that somebody, "What's wrong with you?" "I don't know, this blessing don't get away from me. Hunt me, don't whatever. Get off of me, blessing." And it will not leave you alone. Because you are studying and you're talking to yourself day and night, that Word of God. One may ask, how do you do that? Well, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14 tells you how you do that. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14. Watch this. No, the message is very Very close at hand. Somebody asked one time, how in the world is this message very close at hand? Right here. I've got it in my hand right now. Right? And then he says, it is in your lips. How? I'm going to start reading here. Moreover, it's in my hand. It is in my lips. And he goes on, and in your heart, so that you can obey it. Are you with me here? Meditation is when I have the word in my hand. I am reading the word. I'm speaking the word day in and day out, that it becomes part of me. It's just like I'm absorbing that message into my system. And this goes well with what Paul says on Romans 10:8. Same thing. For those who don't believe in the Old Testament, okay, the New Testament says the same thing. In fact, it says, the message is, it is on your lips. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. So what you're saying? What we are saying here today, beloved, is this. Meditation is literally hearing yourself speak forth the word of God out of your own mouth. Why should I do that? Because by doing this, you are building up your immune system. You're building up your spiritual immune system. It builds up faith. But it's very tough to do that when you're too busy with your computer or your television. You know, I'm starting to hate computers and telephones. Bit by bit, I'm getting some kind of aversion. I'm thinking about shutting down everything. Because it sometimes is despicable. God is talking. God is talking. And when you're in the middle of that, I hate that. So yesterday, I went to BWI, left everything, turned everything off. I came here, and the phone would, for the life of me, this phone wouldn't stop. Telemarketers. Folks, meditation is hearing you and I talking to ourselves the words of God so that we can assimilate that word. And it can become part of us. I told you Sunday that that piece of garbage, good for nothing, and I will say this as long as I have breath on me, was mad at me because I keep calling him piece of garbage. And he is a piece of garbage. That useless creature called devil. The Lord revealed to me that he was angry because on Sunday morning service I told you guys that the only beast useless, more useless than a cat, is the devil. And he didn't like that when they called him useless, piece of garbage, good for nothing, idiot, punk, low life, you name it. He tried to take on me. Oh yeah, you're gonna attack. I mean, I'm no match for the devil. But you know, greater is he that is in me than that piece of garbage that is out there in the world. And if you think that intimidation is going to cause me to back up, you're an idiot. Plain and simple. It ain't going to happen. How do you get the strength to do this? By meditating, because the word is very close. It is in our lips. It is in our heart. That very message of faith that we preach. So what you're saying, preacher? What I'm saying is this. I want to challenge each one of you here under the sound of my voice this Tuesday, and I want to report next Tuesday. Make a purpose that you're going to read 5 books of the Bible this week. Amen. You can cheat. You can go to Jude, that is one chapter. You go to Philemon, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. So that's 5 right in there. You can cheat. But make it a goal. I'm going to read 7 books of the Bible this week. And as I read, I'm going to chew. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to meditate about it. I'm going to soak myself with the Word of God. Let that Word become part of you. Day before yesterday, I left my home. And all of a sudden, I had this, today's Tuesday. 3 days ago. All of a sudden, I had that thing within me to start reciting the scriptures out loud. And I did. So I got out of the car, went to get some church supplies, and I'm speaking the scripture out loud, and everybody's looking at me like I had 3 heads. It's all right. I kept on speaking the scripture. Kept on walking into the store, speaking the scripture. The manager looked, "Are you okay?" I said, "I'm fabulous." All right. So yes, it's all right. So I went on about doing my stuff. By the time I came and I dropped the supplies here, I sat down, I had an open eye vision. Arrows coming at me, but as I spoke the word, it hit and it fell. It came from all sides, but as I speak the word, it's just like a shield around. It would hit and drop. And then, hallelujah! I got excited about this thing. It pays to speak the word. It pays to assimilate the word. It pays to talk to myself the word of God. And this is what God is calling the church. It's time for us to stop the nonsense, the plain church nonsense, and jump into the bandwagon. The bandwagon of faith. We will speak the word, and as long as I have breath, as long as I have a voice, I will mutter the word. I will speak the word. It will build the immune system. I had a messenger of the enemy coming to cause problem. I went against him before he arrived here. He came all the way to the entrance, turned around, and went back. I was waiting. Speaking the word of God can change situations right before your eyes. Right before your eyes. I'm challenging you today. Turn off this stinking computer and the television. Spend time with your God. Joshua, back up there, brother. I want you to read it with me. Let's have the New Living Translation. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Do you want to be successful? Do you want to prosper in all what you do? Start muttering the word of God. Now, I'm going to show you in the crazy, on the back slide, the translation. I like it. It's a little crazy, but I like it. Watch this. Can you give me the Message Bible there? And don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written on it. Then you get where you're going. And succeed. Isn't that great? Pray with me, Father God. I want to experience the fullness of your word. I want to experience Complete and total victory. Complete and total deliverance of every habit that I have right now that hinder me to be more often in your presence. In the name of Jesus, I promise you, I will do better. And I'm going to start chewing on your word. So you can reveal yourself to me. I want more of you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 7 books. I want to report next week. Amen. Yes, ma'am. As long as you're busy with the word, it's good. There is a sister that used to come to our congregation. She got upset with me. Did you stop recording?